This is Joel Griffin, editor-in-chief of SecurityInfoWatch.com, and I'm here on the show floor at As Is 2017 with the president and CEO of Robotic Assistance Devices, Steve Reinhart. And Steve, the first thing I wanted to ask you is, why did you decide to merge with On The Move Systems, which was recently announced, and what does it mean for RAD moving forward?
Hi, Joel. It's great to see you again. Great question. A lot of people outside the trades ask me that question, and I'll share it with you. The merger with OMVS is actually a reverse merger into an empty shell. So for all intents and purposes, OMVS is RAD, and RAD is OMVS. I maintain full control in all ways of OMVS, and RAD is a fully owned subsidiary.
And Steve, how would you say robotic solutions have been received by the industry to this point, and how do you expect that to change?
You know, it's so funny. There's almost a universal interest in what we're doing, and there's almost a universal acknowledgement that the landscape of physical guarding is in the midst or at the very beginning of a paradigm shift from being purely human with access control and cameras and what I would say legacy or traditional security electronics to now being further supplemented with robotic guards that can expand the abilities of the humans and the electronic systems. So we're at the beginning of that, and I really see acceptance that this is the future.
And moving forward, what kind of role do you expect robots and drones to play in perimeter security applications? And do you believe there will be a catalyst that drives more people towards these solutions?
I'm not so plugged into the drone side. What I see and what I've talked with some potential partner vendors on the drone side is that they're could be a new set of regulations that update, I think it's called Section 17 of the regulations, and the hope, as far as I know, is that those regulations are going to lighten up commercial use rules for drones. Personally, I'm just not close enough to really know if that's going to happen, how that's going to happen, and when that's going to happen. Our focus, because of that, is going to remain on the unmanned ground vehicles, and solutions related around that. In the future, my expectation is that drones and robots will work together to really improve perimeter security and situational awareness of different types of facilities. But I think it'll take a little time.
Thank you.